Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is love in action. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Compassion is Love in Action, written and read by Meg Booker. Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Losing love is hard to survive. The parts broken in a breakup are slow to piece back together. The wake of loss is a thief of comfort. Human love has an inevitable end, either by broken down relationships or the end of life here on earth. Pain hurts. Heartbreak is painful. Compassion is rooted in the depths of our hearts and in the firmly rooted soil of our souls. When Jesus had compassion on another, he literally hurt from his core out of love for them. Perhaps in ruminating a moment on what it feels like to lose, we can yield our hearts and minds towards compassion for others who are suffering their own losses. Endings and beginnings are hard, no matter if they are for better or worse. The middle is where most of us meander. Let's aim not only to see and think about each other in love, but to treat each other with love. 1 John 3:18, in the Voice paraphrase, says, "My little children, don't just talk about love as an idea or theory. Make it your true way of life and live in the pattern of gracious love." Love is scary because it requires us to put ourselves out there, risking rejection. And rejection can feel hard to survive. Love requires an investment of our time, resources, thoughts, and emotions. To love like Jesus is asking to feel compelled with compassion towards the people in our lives and allow his love for us and them to flow out of our lives. Dear children, let's not merely say we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. 1 John 3, verse 18, New Living Translation. In a world overrun with words, let's find a different way to love each other beyond our screens and devices. The power of an in-person smile, embrace, and live listening ear oozes of compassionate love. Christ-like love is self-sacrificing, humble, and willing. Intersecting faith and life. Jesus kept it simple. He taught and demonstrated that love is an action. A Bible Connection article titled "Love is Action" explains. Faith transforms us into people of love who live differently in the world. When we are willing to love others the way Jesus commands, healing will happen before our eyes. There are so many people to love in the world. There are so many people to love in our individual, day-to-day life. God is faithful to place us with other people, to love and be loved in a way which brings glory and honor to him. My dear children, let's not just talk about love. Let's practice real love. This is the only way we'll know we're living truly, living in God's reality. It's also the way to shut down debilitating self-criticism, even when there is something to it. For God is greater than our worried hearts and knows more about us than we do ourselves. 1 John chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, the Message paraphrase. The Lord will make sure our hearts aren't drained from all of the compassionate love we are lending to our neighbors. As we love and serve others, our souls are filled with contentment and joy. This is the way we are designed to live. It's impossible to love another the way Jesus commands without Him. When we surrender our lives to Christ Jesus, His Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. From that moment on, we are filled with the compassionate love of Christ Jesus. We have the strength, through Him and the Spirit living in us, to tap into the love of Christ and let it flow through our veins and thoughts and out into the world around us by the choices we make. Outward-faced life. This is life within the love of Christ. While we're busy seeking Him and loving others, the Father is always making sure we have everything we need. Life to the full. This is the life Christ died so we would live. Not full of strife, though we will experience trials. Not full of sadness, though we will cry our share of tears. But full of love, full of fun, full of peace which surpasses all understanding. Rooted in the way we love and are loved by love Himself. Additional reading, John chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.